Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled The Mind of a True Apostle. Today's devotional was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 3 to 4. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. I have just read the New King James Version. If you read the verses above, they may appear contradictory at first. Apostle Paul talks here about being with the Corinthians in weakness and much trembling, and yet in the same breath, he is talking about demonstrating the Spirit and power of God. I was with you in weakness and much trembling. What does this mean? This means Paul made it very clear to everyone that he was just an ordinary human being like them. He refused to elevate himself to superhuman status, even though he did very many superhuman things. For example, there was a time when some of the people he preached to in Lystra wanted to begin worshiping him as a god, Acts 14:14. He tore his clothes and revealed his flesh just to make it clear to them that he was an ordinary human being like them. I can imagine that happening with some ministers today. They might sit on the throne offered to them, saying something like, "After all, the scriptures say we are gods. We have more authority than these idols they think we are." But ministers with this attitude can never raise disciples who grow beyond spiritual infancy. For people to be truly discipled, they need to see that their disciplers are human like them, experiencing the same challenges and struggles. However, if disciplers give the impression that they are somehow superhuman, they won't be able to raise genuine disciples who mature in faith. Because Paul made it clear to the people that he was a mortal human like them, when they saw the manifestation of the Spirit and power of God, they knew it wasn't Paul working, but Christ working through Paul. Therefore, their faith was in Christ and not in Paul. Go into today remembering that when people have their faith divided between men and God, they will not be able to grow in their knowledge of God. The Corinthian believers remained babes because of this very reason. Some said, "I am of Paul," others Apollos, etc. See 1 Corinthians 3, verse 1 to 4. If you have not yet accepted Christ as your Lord but wish to be saved, let's pray this prayer together. Hand over the ownership and government of your life to Christ today by confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. You can say this prayer. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge today that I am a sinner. I ask you to save me and give me your Spirit. I confess that you are Lord, and I believe that you died for me and resurrected on the third day for my salvation. Thank you, Father, for receiving me into your glorious family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Proverbs 28. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Proverbs 28.
The wicked flee, though no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. When a country is rebellious, it has many rulers, but a ruler with discernment and knowledge maintains order. A ruler who oppresses the poor is like a driving rain that leaves no crops. Those who forsake instruction praise the wicked, but those who heed it resist them. Evildoers do not understand what is right, but those who seek the Lord understand it fully. Better the poor whose walk is blameless than the rich whose ways are perverse. Those who heed instruction are discerning children, but companions of gluttons disgrace their parents. Whoever increases wealth by taking interest or profit from the poor amasses it for another, who will be kind to the poor. If anyone turns a deaf ear to my instruction, even their prayers are detestable. Those who lead the upright along an evil path will fall into their own trap, but the blameless will receive a good inheritance. The rich are wise in their own eyes. One who is poor and discerning sees how deluded they are. When the righteous triumph, there is great elation. But when the wicked rise to power, people go into hiding. Those who conceal their sins do not prosper, but those who confess and renounce them find mercy. Blessed are those who always tremble before God, but those who harden their hearts fall into trouble. Like a roaring lion or a charging bear is a wicked ruler over a helpless people. A tyrannical ruler practices extortion, but one who hates ill-gotten gain will enjoy a long reign. Anyone tormented by the guilt of murder will seek refuge in the grave. Let no one hold them back. Those whose walk is blameless are kept safe, but those whose ways are perverse will fall into the pit. Those who work their land will have abundant food, but those who chase fantasies will have their fill of poverty. A faithful person will be richly blessed, but one eager to get rich will not go unpunished. To show partiality is not good, yet a person will do wrong for a piece of bread. The stingy are eager to get rich and are unaware that poverty awaits them. Whoever rebukes a person will in the end gain favor rather than one who has a flattering tongue. Whoever robs their father or mother and says, "It's not wrong," is partner to one who destroys. The greedy stir up dissension, but those who trust in the Lord will prosper. Those who trust in themselves are fools, but those who walk in wisdom are kept safe. Those who give to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to them receive many curses. When the wicked rise to power, people go into hiding, but when the wicked perish, the righteous thrive.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.